USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House impeachment investigators met in private today with a White House budget official as the inquiry produces new testimony offering direct insight of President Donald Trump's actions toward Ukraine. Investigators heard in closed session from State Department official David Holmes, who delivered a firsthand account that puts the president at the forefront of the events. Holmes testified that he overheard Trump in a phone call with his European Union ambassador, Gordon Sondland, saying he wanted Ukraine to conduct investigations. Sondland later explained the investigations pertained to Biden's, a reference to former Vice President Joe Biden and Biden's son, Hunter. It was one of the first direct accounts of Trump seeking investigations of a political rival and provides Democrats with a counterargument to Republicans who dismissed the testimony so far as largely hearsay from diplomats and others. This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. The options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mvvans.com.
Governor John Bel Edwards will serve another term in Louisiana. Chris Barn has the details.
Bel Edwards becomes the first Democratic governor to win re-election in that state since the 1970s to defeat Republican challenger Eddie Rispone. Rispone is a businessman, and while he says he was disappointed that he didn't win, he told supporters he'll be okay.
What is it going to be like to go back to the life you had before? I said, hey, I had a pretty good life.
The victory considered a blow to President Trump, who'd visited the state three times recently. I'm Chris Barnes.
The White House is ramping up its push to get a bill through Congress that curbs prescription drug costs. After months of dialogue, the White House and Speaker Nancy Pelosi have parted ways on Medicare price negotiations that Pelosi and Trump, unlike most Republicans, once supported in principle. Instead, Trump is backing a compromised bipartisan bill in the Senate, which does not give Medicare bargaining authority, but forces drug makers to pay rebates if they raise prices too high. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
U.S. regulators approved a new medicine that can help reduce extremely painful sickle cell disease flare-ups. The Food and Drug Administration approved Novartis AG's Advetco for patients 14 and older. The monthly infusion, which halves occurrences of sickle cell pain episodes, will carry a list price of roughly $85,000 to $113,000 per year, depending on dosing. Insured patients generally will pay less. Sickle cell disease is one of the most common inherited blood disorders, affecting about 100,000 Americans, most of them black, and about 800 million people worldwide. At least 12 American universities are suspending study abroad in Hong Kong as violent clashes between anti-government demonstrators and police continue to ravage that city. 15 Georgetown University students studying at the City University of Hong Kong and Chinese University of Hong Kong will leave the city after both host institutions said classes would end early, according to school spokesmen. Earlier this week, masked students on the Chinese University of the Hong Kong campus built barricades through Molotov cocktails at police, who also responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. Students from Syracuse University studying at the City University of Hong Kong will also leave when their program ends on November 19th. Given the high degree of uncertainty, Chancellor Kent Servood said, "We believe our students' best interest is served by leaving Hong Kong immediately." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.